Welcome to Advanced Biblical Foundations. This is session 6 of healing, physical healing. We've been talking about all the aspects of healing that we recently, in the last one, talked about. All of Jesus' ministry had to do with preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing and casting out demons. And we looked at it in the Matthew account. I want to just pick up from there, and I want us to turn to Luke chapter 4. And I want to spend just a little time. We're going to go back to Matthew, but right now I just want to just to follow up and make sure it's clear. Jesus' ministry, you cannot separate the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom without the demonstration of the kingdoms of power and authority of healing and deliverance. There's no separation. There's not separate issues. Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom and he healed people. Luke chapter 4, verse 18, we've already talked about this passage out of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable or acceptable year of the Lord. And he says, he sat down and everybody's looking at him, and he said, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Immediately after that, he begins to go out. And the record we have in Matthew and in Luke is that that's exactly what he went out to do. Mark just doesn't have some of the preliminary things, but basically is full of healing and deliverance also. John's a little different account. All the Gospels have a different perspective so that we can see Jesus, so we can see him more fully and see the dynamics of that. Instead of just getting one person's view, we have the four Gospels to show different perspectives of Jesus. But if you go to verse 31, it said that he was down at Capernaum and there was an astonished at his teaching, for he went out with authority. And there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon. And in verse 34, it says, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? You're the Holy One of God. He rebuked him, be quiet and come out of him. And with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits and they come out. Then we have the same report here of Peter's mother-in-law being healed and different people being healed. And verse 41 says, and demons also came out of many, crying out with a loud saying, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And rebuking them, he did not allow them to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ. And so, chapter 5, verse 12, it says, we have another account. Man is full of leprosy, saw Jesus, fell on his face, and it said, Lord, are you willing? And he said, you can make me clean. And he put out his hand and touched him, said, I am willing, be cleansed. And remember, we said last session, you know, when in the Old Testament, when you touch something unclean or like leprosy, you were unclean. But in the New Testament, when we're touching people, we touch those unclean, they become clean. So that's what we're talking about here, laying hands on people and releasing healing. And that's really what God wants us to do. So I just went through some of these. There's a number of these healings and deliverances as we go through Luke. Mark is the exact same way. Now, I want us to go back to Matthew chapter 9. Now, we finished last session talking about that Jesus went about, verse 35, teaching in their synagogue. This way he did. He preached the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and disease among the people. He was moved with compassion. So this is what Jesus did. And he said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So this is what we need today. We are a volunteer army that we should be walking in step with Jesus, doing what Jesus did, releasing on earth his kingdom and his will. That's really what he's called us to do. That's what we're going to read about. Chapter 10, verse 1. And when he called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases. Now, as we go along here, let me make a couple of points. You can't separate necessarily out demons in healing. Sometimes you cast out a demon, they were healed. Sometimes they were just healed, there was no demon. So can demons cause sickness? Well, clearly they can. But everything is not a demon. So it's not to be focused on demons, it's to be focused on Jesus. But we've got to recognize that we will encounter demonic activity. Clearly, Jesus did, and clearly, he told his 12 that they would do the same thing. Verse 6, this is his commissioning. Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now again, remember why? Because Jesus was sent to covenant people. God works through covenant. He worked through Israel, was in covenant with the living God. Now, who's in covenant today? All of us, whoever believes in Jesus. We've got a new covenant based on better promises. But the covenant, the way God deals with people is through covenant. And we've entered into the new covenant based on better promises because Jesus made that covenant with Father, and we get to enter in by faith. So, praise God, we have a better covenant. He said, go and preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you've received, freely give. Now, again, when you look at Jesus' teaching and the model of what he did, you cannot separate the proclamation of the kingdom of God without the demonstration of the kingdom of God, which is healing and deliverance. You just cannot. There's no way to separate this out. It's all part of that. Turn, if you will, to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9 is the Luke account of him sending out the disciples. Luke chapter 9, verse 1, he called his 12 disciples together and he gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Now again, I don't want to get into, can demons cause sickness? Yes, they can. Every sickness is not caused by a demon. But clearly, it's scripture. Jesus ties together the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom with healing physical and casting out demons. And he gave them the authority to do the same thing. And he sent them out. Now look at chapter 10 of Luke, verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others. And he sent them out two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Go your way, and behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, or sandals. Greet no one along the road, but whatever house you enter, for say peace to that house. If a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give you, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter, and they will receive you, eat such things that are set before you. Heal the sick there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Now again, my point is that you cannot separate the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom with healing and miracles. There's just no way. He sent out the 12. We have both accounts. In this particular account, he sent out the 70. Now, they returned with joy, verse 17. They returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Now, wait a minute. He didn't tell them to cast out demons. But what happened is that when you preach the gospel of the kingdom and you are out there representing the king, the kingdom of God is a force. And when you bring that into this world, you're going to be confronted with evil. And not everything's demonic. Not everything is devil-oriented. But at the same time, the kingdom of God is either advancing or it's not advancing. If you're advancing the kingdom, you're going into occupied territory. The enemy's already there. So you're pushing back against that. And that's what they ran into. They said, the demons are subject to us in your name. He said, yeah, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now, I love Jesus, and I love the Word of God. But Scripture, let Scripture interpret Scripture. Don't try to read things into it. For example, he said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. And he says, I have given you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So what there's a number of things where he's saying here. Number one is, his authority trumps the devil's power. Authority is what he has given to us if we're in relationship with all authority. Remember, he says, all authority, Matthew 28, he says, all authority in heaven and earth is mine. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, teaching them everything I've taught you, baptizing them, and lo, I'll be with you always to the end of the age. So he has all authority. Adam had authority in the very beginning to represent God on earth, but he lost it due to sin. The last Adam, Jesus, got it back. And that's why he says in Matthew, I've got all authority in heaven and earth. He never lost authority in heaven. Man, Adam, lost authority on the earth. Jesus got it back. Now remember, Revelation says he has the keys of death and Hades in his hands. Nobody else. He does. He has all authority. So he said, look, I've given you authority. It's a delegated authority because of a relationship. If I'm in him, he's in me, and I get to represent him on earth. Therefore, that's what he's saying here. I've given you authority over to trample upon serpents and scorpions, which is a figure of demonic spirits. They sting and they bite. They cause problems. They have poison. And that's what he's saying. I've given you authority to trample under your feet. Remember, they're under his feet, Ephesians 1. He has been completely defeated, and Jesus has been raised to sit at the right hand of the Father, far above all principality, power, might, every name that will ever be named. And everything is under his feet, and therefore it's under our feet too, because we are his body, and he is the head. So he says, my authority trumps the enemy's power. Didn't say the enemy didn't have any power, but he said, my authority trumps the power. So therefore, we need to understand his authority. Now, I've done an entire series on authority because it's such a big issue. Jesus has all authority. We have all authority depending on our relationship with Jesus. Now, I'm not talking about losing salvation or not. I mean, if you're born again, you're in Christ. But it really has to do with the relational term, not just a theoretical term. I have the authority that Jesus has as long as I'm in relationship with Jesus. He has all authority. It's a relational term. And so they came back and they were rejoicing. He said, don't rejoice that your spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. And he says that the next one said that our Jesus rejoiced in the spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, reveal them to babes. Even so, Father, for it seems right and good, seemed good in your sight. Isn't that amazing? So again, they were clearly commissioned to go out. And that's really what he's called us to do too. He's called us to go out and represent him. Look at the end of Mark. Mark chapter 16. And again, this is a, quote, controversial passage that in some accounts or manuscripts are not in the Bible, but it's in my Bible, probably in yours. Verse 15, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it by no means shall hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, again, it's clear. Commissioning for us as sons and daughters of God, we're to go do what? Bring forth the kingdom of God. Preach the gospel of the kingdom. The superiority of God and his servant Jesus to everything else there is. And that kingdom he wants to come on earth as it is in heaven. Part of that, healing the sick, casting out demons. It's very clear. Now, this is not the only place. Go to Acts chapter 3, actually. And mentioned this earlier, but the lame man at the gate beautiful. We're not going to read all of that, but again, he was expecting to get something. And Peter said in verse 6, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now, why? Well, because he says there was nothing special in them. It was faith, verse 16. It's his name. Through faith in his name has made this man strong, whom you see now. Yes, the faith which comes through him and has given him this perfect soundness. Why? Because the name of Jesus embodies everything that God has done for us. Jesus. He came and lived for us. He died for us. He went to the cross and took our punishment and our sin. And he paid with his very life. And by his stripes, we were healed. So it's faith in Jesus. Not faith in my faith. Not faith in my ability. Not even faith in what I've seen. But faith in Jesus that produced the healing in this lame man who he says was lame from birth. Now you can go through the book of Acts. And there's a number of places where there was healing. Acts chapter 8, this is an interesting deal. Verses 5 through 12, this is where they were gone to Samaria, and they saw the things, verse 6, multitude, one heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Unclean spirits were crying out, and many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed, and lame were healed. And they had great joy. I guess so. And then basically, verse 12, it says, when they believed Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God, and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. So that's my point. You can't separate out the kingdom of God, the preaching of the kingdom of God, and healing and deliverance. They're inseparable. They're part of the proclamation of the kingdom. The king has come. His name is Jesus. He brought his rule and his reign with him, and part of his rule and reign is healing and deliverance. And that's really what he's brought for us. Now, he wants us to walk in this. We're going to look at some more scriptures in the next passage, the next session. But, I mean, there is so much here. And I just want to pray. I want to pray for healing. I want to pray that God would heal us. I want to pray that faith would rise up, too. So, Father, we love you and bless you. We thank you that by your stripes we are healed. We want to thank you for the kingdom of God, your rule, your reign, coming on earth, coming in me, coming in all of us, in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk in your truth. Help us to walk in the fullness of your healing. And Lord, we ask for healing miracles to be released right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for healing. Lord, we thank you for the releasing your kingdom healing through. You said to go lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That's what you told us to do. So Lord, help us to release your healing power. Lord, we're asking to break the power of sin, the power of sickness and demons. And Lord, we speak life, health, and healing in Jesus' name. Lord, we love you. We bless you. We thank you that we are healed by your stripes. We love you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for watching.